After more than 30 years in the music industry, my next guest could teach a few things to the likes of Gaga and Eminem, because I bet he's outsold them all. From the days of my childhood. Daniel O'Donnell is the only artist to have had an album in the UK charts for 24 consecutive years. Not days, weeks or months, 24 years. Fantastic. Very pleased to introduce Mr. O'Donnell to us right now. Daniel, very good evening to you.
Hi, Roberta. Lovely to talk to you.
Welcome to the programme, sir.
Thank you.
Do you know, you've got to like this, because you were on television this morning and my daughter came down, she's 10, and she said, "Who's that young lad on the telly, Dad?"
Oh, I love that.
Daniel, the key to your success, is it because your fans adore you? Because you take time with them. You take time to spend time with them.
Well, I enjoy it, but I suppose really it's the loyalty of the people who follow, you know, the music I sing and come to the shows that have allowed me to have an album in the charts every year for 24. And I'm thrilled, and thanks to all of them who have bought this new album. It just came out on last week and went in the charts. So it's fantastic. I mean, I have been singing for 30 years, and it's tremendous, you know, to be able to just do something you enjoy.
There is no fad with you, because to have that level of success over so many years is the mark of a true professional.
Well, I suppose I started singing out of love of the music and love of the opportunity to sing. I never envisaged, you know, that it would be so successful or last probably as long as it did, or to be, you know, to be still here talking about it. And we start a tour next week up in Edinburgh, and we'll come all the way down eventually down to the Royal Albert Hall. We're in Ipswich as well, and Brighton, and so we have a lot of shows up until the 3rd of April, and, you know, looking forward to touring again and enjoying that.
How would you describe your audience when you're there on stage in these very successful tours you take part in? How would you describe your audience? What sort of ages are they?
Well, I mean, the music itself, it's an easy listening sort of music, Irish ballads and maybe country and sort of bit of 50s and 60s. So it's not teeny boppers. Some young people come, you know, but generally it's a more mature audience. I suppose you can have people from 40, 50, 60, up to whatever age, and you can have children and young people too. I shouldn't say that there's no younger people coming. Of course there is, but the music itself dictates that you know, older people would enjoy it more, and that's the people who come.
What I like about you, Daniel, is when people talk about Daniel O'Donnell, they kind of go, "Oh, Daniel, he's so nice. They really love you."
Well, I hope so.
Daniel, I've seen you interviewed before. You're always a very honest guest. And I know you had a fantastic relationship with your mum. Your dad, unfortunately, passed away when you were very young, 6 years old. Did your mum take over both of those roles for you, being a mum and dad for you?
Yes, I suppose so. You know, I suppose without intending to, she did for all of us, and I'm the youngest of five, and she was a great woman, you know. She's still alive and is nearly 92 now, and in fairly good health. I mean, sometimes physically she's, you know, has her challenges, but mentally she's very, very good. So she's you know, enjoying life as much as you can at that age, and we're delighted to have her.
I know you broke many hearts. Was it in 2002 when you married? Good for you, bad for your fans, because they were very upset.
Oh, well, I think a lot of them were delighted that I had met somebody. I mean, I feel so fortunate, too, to have met Magella. She has made such a difference to my life, you know. And, I mean, I was 40 when we got married, and I suppose I even thought, would I ever meet anybody that, you know, I would settle with. But when I met Magella, it was like we were meant to be together, and that's how it has turned out for both of us. And I think she would say the same. We have a great relationship and a lot of fun in our lives, and I think that's a big part of it.
I mean, clearly at the moment, you know, people are suffering. They're struggling a little bit. And I guess listening to your music and coming to your shows, you're able to lift them up a little bit, just make them smile for a bit.
Well, I hope so. And I do appreciate, you know, the times are so difficult. And even, you know, I appreciate how hard it is. I've had, you know, letters. I get letters from people all the time. But a few of them have been from people who are really suffering, you know, with economic things. And even a few saying they're not able to go to shows because they can't afford